You're listening to KNKX. An elementary school teacher in Burien will travel later this month to one of the most remote spots on Earth. 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross explains that Melissa Cook has been selected to join a National Geographic expedition to islands in the Arctic Ocean.
Cook teaches second grade at Hazel Valley Elementary School. Her kids have started learning facts about the far north. Here are Eli Camarena Rodriguez and Alexis Nicio.
I know that in the Arctic foxes change their fur when it's spring and winter. It changes from white to brown.
There are probably might be reindeers over there. There might be polar bears.
But the kids are still a little hazy on some things. For example, whether penguins live in the Arctic.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The correct answer is no. Penguins live in Antarctica. Melissa Cook will travel to Arctic Svalbard, a collection of Norwegian islands about 800 miles from the North Pole. She says she's taking her cues from the kids about what they most want to know.
They're sending me off to basically study what they want me to study, and then I'll come back. So I think the payoff is really cool to have them be a part of this expedition.
So they're like the remote naturalists.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of look at it as like I'm their boots on the ground and they're like the scientists in our headquarters and they're going to send me off to do what it is they want to learn about.
Are there narwhals? Why is it cold in the Arctic?
Why is the ice blue?
I'm curious about how much polar bears are in the Arctic, because I know that people are using too much electric and the Arctic used to be super big, but now it's super small. So I think polar bears are dying.
That was Anthony Benitez, Isabella Arteaga, Alex Mendebil, and Kevin Chris. Apparently, there's no shortage of questions from the kids as their teacher heads to the Arctic. Cook leaves on May 26th. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.